This is just, yeah. But there is one verse I just want to share with you. It's from John chapter 16, verse 12, and it says, I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. And that's from Jesus to his disciples. I wonder what Jesus had more to say, or what more Jesus had to say. I think Jesus does continue to say things to us through his Spirit. And I feel that way too. I feel like our relationships are incomplete. You know, like I just started to get to know some of you. I just started to sit down with some of you. I just started to hear about your life stories. And there's no end. You know, a pastor's work truly is never done. Because people are never finished. We're never complete. We're never completely reflecting the image of God. And that's the impression I walk away with. I have so much more to say to you. And more things I think you have to say to me. But you know what? That's okay. I think we have to live with that incompletion. I started here at this church thinking that a pastor should always put him or herself out of a job. What I mean by that is because equipping and strengthening people and building them up should be within the purview of a pastor's unique work. My unique calling, Ted's unique calling, Diana's unique calling, is to, within the body of Christ, build you up so that you're not always looking for someone to solve your problems, but you have the resources and the depth and the strength to meet Christ for yourselves, to meet Jesus for yourselves. And that's what I've always wanted for you, more than anything else. So I hope I put myself out of a job. In a good way. I understand how difficult it may have been to listen to me go through some really rough times, to go through depression, and to be honest with you about that. I wanted to make a point of being honest with you about that, though. Not because I wanted to show you how, you know, proud I am of going through depression or something like that. I just wanted to demonstrate that sometimes it's okay to step out into water and realize it can be solid. Your care for me has just meant so much. And I also understand how difficult it has been sometimes to listen to somebody go through such a hard time. To listen to me grapple openly with where God is in the midst of some difficult circumstances and difficult times emotionally. But I want to encourage you. I'm living proof. The fact that you can openly wonder and grapple honestly with really difficult things and still find that God will use that, redeem that, and change you if you just are open to the process. So thank you. Thank you so much for listening to me when you could. The question I got before you, though, and the question before you all, is what kind of church are you going to become in the years ahead? It's not like I'm leaving forever and ever. I mean, you'll see me at Christmases and summers, and yes, when we get married next year, you'll be all invited. And, you know, so you'll see me then, and, you know, I'll see a bit of you, and it'll be neat. But I don't mean, you know, just then. It's the day in, day out things, Sunday after Sunday. I'll see you at special occasions, but my hope is that as you do, you continue to become the church that God is making you become, that you never lose your ability to care for those in pain, to include the broken people of the world. God doesn't choose the really successful, have it all together people for his kingdom. He goes out to the highways and byways and invites the losers. I just want to encourage you that, you know what, just keep on with the people that God calls into this community. Never lose touch with your own brokenness, because that's how we communicate with others who are broken, even those who can't, who aren't there yet to admit it. And just keep on being a community where Jesus works through you to seek and save the lost. You know, the One time I was sitting across from my counselor, and she shared with me about how she counsels pastors who have been in ministry for decades. And at the end of their ministries, these old men and women, they say to her, you know, I started ministry as a servant, but at the end of my life, at the end of my ministry, and when I'm retiring, I realize that this has all been for me. And not in a greedy way, right? Not like, I made tons of money, you know, it's all been for me, you know. But I just realized that God, out of anybody else that has ever been ministered to, I've changed the most. I'm one that had to grow the most. It's all been for me. And I feel that way as I'm leaving you now. I came in as thinking, okay, I'm going to try and serve the people. But I walk away thinking, you know what, this has all been for me. Not only have you supported me financially, and that's been wonderful, emotionally that's been wonderful, companion-wise, you know, sharing good times together, sharing good food together, but just, it's been for me. I walk away thinking, wow, what a blessing you've been to me. Forget about what I was able to do for you. You guys have encouraged me, helped me to believe that the church can be a safe place for people, and that we can be a community of God. So thank you. Thank you for your kindness, for your continued prayer, for your fellowship, and just for your care. As we head into communion, I just wanted to actually just bless you with prayer. It's my last time. When he asked me last night, what do you want these guys to think about? You know, don't preach. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to preach. So I'm not going to. What do you want them to walk away with? And it was just that, I just want to bless you. I got nothing more to say. I think I've had nothing more to say for the last 2 weeks. You know, I'm done. And it's time for new voices. It's time for new locations. Yes, down the hallway, which we're going to announce later on. I've heard three times today already, you know, the new chapter in your life. You know what? If you write a book, every new chapter is built on the last one. The best books are ones where the character gets developed over time. And so maybe I am stepping into a chapter, but you know what? What was written before never goes to waste. And you never forget what happened before in that story, do you? I'll never forget you. So just let me pray for you. Let me bless you before we go. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much just for this people. I've said in private, and I'll say in public, just that this is about as good a first posting as a pastor you could ever get. I haven't been perfect. I haven't done things as well as I wanted to. So forgive me when I haven't been as for the people as I wanted to be. But Lord, I know that you can redeem all things. So the things that aren't from you, the things that are just from the part of myself that is still sinful and still in need of your grace, I pray that these things just want to fall away from the people. And instead, the things that were from you, the things that are good, the things that are worth keeping, that these might keep with them, that these might stick with them. That would be for their benefit, for the building up, and for their edification. More than anything else, Lord, I just pray for your Spirit to enter into the lives of all the people who hear my voice, for your Holy Spirit to make space and room within their lives and their hearts, and will you dwell within them, that they just might know the riches of your grace and your presence, that wherever they go, that they don't feel as though they've been abandoned by you or by your community, but that instead they know that they are bonded together by your presence, by your Holy Spirit. I pray that you continue to gift this congregation as you have done, not just with tongues and with prophetic words, but with just love more than anything else, God. Would you grow love in them? Yeah. So that when strangers come in, they might sense, wow, these people really love each other. And by that, they know that these people belong to you. Yeah. Holy Spirit, just come upon the people and just be with them. Be within them. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.